calling the meeting to order at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you want to start off with doing a roll call, go.
Miguel Rocha, Bellevue.
Brent Hyen, Lincoln.
Cheryl Livingston, designee of the NFB of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Linda Mentink, Executive Secretary, Columbus.
Patty Schoenbaum, Bellevue, Nebraska, designee for ACB.
Okay, and if we want to do the state personnel.
Sure, Carlos Servan, Executive Director, Lincoln.
Kathy Stevens, Administrative Specialist, Lincoln.
Aaron Berry, Deputy Director of Services of North Platte.
Charles Anderson, Technology Manager.
Crystal Demas, North Platte District Supervisor.
Nancy Kaufman, Technology Instructor in the Center.
Hannah Dakin, Home Management Instructor at the Center.
Sarah Peters, K-12 Instructor at the Center.
Jessica Bartenbach, Center Supervisor, Lincoln.
Sandy Kellogg, Braille Instructor at the Center.
Jordan Herman, Technical Support, North Platte.
Mark Coleman, Client Resource Counselor at the Center.
Tammy Dunn, Deputy Director of Finance in Lincoln.
Good morning. Amy Burrish, Vocational Rehabilitation Counselor, Lincoln.
Shane Burrish, Orientation Counselor, Lincoln.
Caitlin Hilligas, VR Counselor, Lincoln.
Denise Torsicolo, Orientation Counselor, Lincoln.
Okay, that is it for our staff. Unless I miss anybody, we can go to public now.
Do we have any on virtual?
No.
Good question.
No? Okay.
Did you heard me, right, Charles?
Yes, Patty, we got you.
Okay, thanks.
And Kim Roach and Megan's wife.
Tafila Tumbaro, who took him in the center.
Billy Thompson, student at the center.
Robert Hurtado, center, or a student at the center.
Jay Van Winkle, student at the center. Ty Schaefer, student at the center. Student at the center.
Jeremy Ritchie, Lincoln.
Jamie Ritchie, President, National Federation of Blind of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired public meeting Friday, July 24, 2026, 9 a.m. Agenda. The meeting will be held via virtual conferencing. Members of the public may attend and participate in person at the designated physical site, the Cornhusker Hotel, 333 South 13th Street, Yankee Hill Meeting Room, Lincoln, Nebraska. Members of the public may also attend and participate virtually by using the following Zoom link, and I won't read the Zoom link, to join by phone, and there's a phone and meeting and passcode number there. 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 a.m., approval of the May 9, 2026 public meeting minutes. 9:15 a.m., report from the commissioners. 9:25 a.m., report from the executive director. 9:50 a.m., public comment period. 10:05 a.m., break. 10:20, focus topic, transition services. 11 a.m., client assistance program, CAP complaints or issues. 11:10 a.m., NFB newsline update. New business, 11:20 a.m., officer elections. 11:35 a.m., NCBVI staff survey. 11:50 a.m., public comment period. 12:05 p.m., adjourn. NCBVI wages banquet and program will be held immediately following the meeting at 12:15 p.m. at the Cornhusker Hotel. All NCBVI Commission board members are invited to attend. There is the agenda.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Kathy, do you want to talk about the Open Meeting Act and where everything was announced and all that?
Yeah, I'm going to try using this microphone.
Sounds good.
I'll see it.
A copy of the Nebraska Open Meetings Act was available in both print and braille formats. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, on the NCBBI website, on NFB Newsline, and it was sent to Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBBI listserv.
All right, thank you. And then one last thing within that group, I realize I did this a little bit out of order, but as long as it's getting done. For those of you who have not attended a commission board meeting before, you probably saw a notation of that in the agenda, but just so you know, if you have a question, comment, concern, please hold those for the public comment periods. That's what they're designed for. It just helps us to keep the meeting flowing in an orderly fashion, and from there we can keep moving on. Next thing we have on the agenda is the approval of the May 9th, 2026 public meeting minutes. Do we have a move to approve them?
I'll move to approve the meeting minutes.
We have a second?
Second.
All right, we'll do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
And Patty?
Aye.
Okay. It has been properly moved, seconded, and approved for the public meeting minutes from May 9th. Next thing we have is a report from the commissioners. I'll go ahead and start. As far as me, most of what I do as far as the commissioner representing the Lion of the World is what I do with my day-to-day job. I currently work as the general manager of the Country Inn and Suites up on North 27th Street here in Lincoln, working with people on a day-in and day-out basis and just, you know, showing them that we can do it. So, Miguel?
I'm the blind operator at the U.S. Trackham Cafeteria and off at Air Force Base. I'm involved with the daily operations and all aspects of it, in the back and the front. So I'm basically in front with customers as well. I also attend the Nebraska Business Enterprise Committee quarterly meeting and their trainings. I had a chance this quarter to sit down and speak with a staff member's husband. He is losing his eyesight, and so I kind of just let him know that what techniques and technology I use. I provided details regarding the Nebraska Commission of the Blind and Visually Impaired, what services they provide, and also the consumer groups.
Thank you. Before I move on, I just remembered, I did attend actually a conference in back in May. It would have been since the last meeting, I think. I don't remember. It's all kind of a blur, to be honest with you. But while I was there, I was able to represent the blind at one of their ADA sessions that they had, as well as make contact with some people from other states that have blind children. So that was pretty cool. Cheryl?
Since the last board meeting, we have had a very successful, the National Federation of the Blind has had a very successful national convention in Austin, Texas. I attended the convention virtually. There were over 2,500 people in attendance and over 600 people on Zoom that attended the convention. I was able to attend the Resolutions Committee meeting, the board meeting, all of the convention sessions, and the banquet. And the banquet speech, I thought, was very interesting because President Riccobono compared the work of the blind with different parts of music. And since I am a music lover, even though I'm not a musician and not educated in music, I am a listener and I like all kinds of music. So the convention was a great convention, and I still serve in my usual roles as treasurer of the affiliate, the NFB of Nebraska, secretary of the Lincoln chapter, and treasurer of the senior division of the NFB of Nebraska. So I've been keeping pretty busy with NFB activities. So that's my report. Linda?
Brent didn't call on me yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Linda?
Okay. You want to hold that? Sure.
Okay. Since our last meeting, I have attended two NFB and senior division meetings serving as secretary, one NFB of Kansas Blind Christians Group meeting, and the NFB convention in Austin, Texas. My convention duties included working at the Independence Market, taking care of the banquet ticket exchange, chairing the annual NFB Blind Christians Group meeting, and facilitating devotions before the three morning general sessions. Friends met this past Tuesday, July 21st. There was no one there from the commission, so we did not get any updates. It was noted that NCBVI was removed from our Articles of Incorporation in 2013. We continue to work on getting grants and will meet with a representative from a possible organization on Wednesday, August 19th. We will again pay for snacks for the September state staff meeting. We are still looking for three board members. We thank Kathy Stevens for her faithfulness in setting up and hosting our quarterly meetings.
Thank you. Patty?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been confined to my house since March 25th due to a severe back problem. On May 11th, I got surgery with a cadaver rod and screws, so you know I've had nothing but fun. I am so thankful for the opportunity to participate via Zoom, and thank you, Board of Directors, for permitting this to happen. I look forward to being involved today and especially this afternoon in the wages banquet. That is always a highlight to me. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you had a pain in the back. Next. I'm glad someone caught that as a joke.
We did.
In any case, we're glad you're filling up to joining us, and we're, of course, happy to have you. Next thing on the agenda is a report from the executive director. So, Carlos.
Can I get the mic?
Yep, I'm bringing it.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
The first section of my report is, as usual, the area of administration. I attended a number of committee meetings and conferences. The first part is the NCSAB, or National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. We have at least three meetings, one each month. In June, we have a face-to-face meeting to strategize the areas toward June of 2026. Some of the areas discussed were the Department of Education finally issued the interagency agreement with the Department of Labor, I'm sorry, the Department of Health and Human Services, stating that OSERS, which is Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services, will move, it's already moved, to the Department of Health and Human Services. All the duties were transferred to HHS. The special education actually is not OSERS, just RSA, the Rehabilitation Services Administration, was moved to HHS, and the Special Education Department was moved to the Department of, Yes, OSER was moved to HHS, and regular education, K to 12, was moved to the Department of Labor. Special education advocates are very concerned about this separation of special education and regular education coming from the federal government. In regards to the rehabilitation services, the executive committee had a conference call with the interim RSA commissioner and the deputy assistant secretary of education, and they both assure us that they will respect the spirit of the Rehab Act, mainly stating that all the rehab agencies will have their own identity and discretion, and the VR counselors also will still be, when they say still, makes you think what comes later, but what they're saying is the VR counselors will be in charge of the cases and shouldn't be commingled with HHS. We also talk about Randall Shepherd priorities, mainly focus on military facilities, mainly in the Army. As you know, the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, issued a waiver giving the Department of Defense a discretion not to respect the priority for Randall Shepherd. One of the questions raised was if there is a change of administration and a different Secretary of Education eliminates that waiver, if the Department of Defense, mainly the Army, will respect that and give the priority back to blind vendors, and they said they will. Blind advocates are asking for that to be in writing, and we're waiting for that. We are also working on seeking increased funding for all the individuals who are blind, or OIB. This has been flat funded, meaning no increase due to inflation at all for at least 25 years. Since the creation of the OIB funds, Nebraska only got $225,000 for over 30 years, maybe even 40. They are asking Congress to increase that funding. The current administration's recommended in the past to eliminate this funding. So far, we are being able to keep or get this funding back into the table. The House already incorporated in their bill to have OIB funds, and we are waiting for the Senate to do the same. We also talk about increased membership dues due to inflation. Everything went up. the other area discussed were training priorities for the fall conference, which this year will be in Dallas, Texas. Usually the area of focus are employment, OIB training, Randolph Shepherd, and technology. And technology, the last few years, main focus is artificial intelligence. The other meetings I had, the other area we talked was the office and management and budget, OMB. They have a proposed revisions to the uniform guidance, which governs all federal grants, including our grants. They are proposing to have this guidance be regulations, which will be bounding and no flexibility at all. One of the proposals that will affect us is that we need to ask for prior approval a year in advance for attending conference for both staff and clients. That will be consumer conventions, NCSAB, CSABR, any conferences that will be going out of state. In the past, maybe, when the WIOA Act came on back in 2014 and we were working on the regulations, RSA issued a similar mandate asking all state agencies to have prior approval for any purchase over $5,000 and for any conferences. In the beginning, it was like, how are we going to deal with this? You know, if next month there is a blind operator who says, you know, I need a new vending machine, well, we cannot buy this because we need to ask for prior approval a year in advance. If there is a conference like the Dare to Be Remarkable conference, which comes in November, same thing. We just learned about that last month. And how can we predict that? And after negotiation, RSA told us, okay, you don't have to outline each area or each of the events. You can predict those things are coming up and put that as a prior approval. You can exceed the amount, and then when that comes, it's already approved. The problem with that was sometimes we did and sometimes we didn't have enough funds in advance. You know, federal fiscal year is different than the state fiscal year. But now we are used to it and I are able to deal with that. I expect something similar will happen to this proposed regulation from the O&M office. But that remains to be seen. These regulations are also asking for much paperwork and extra layers of approval. NCSAB submitted formal feedback before the deadline of July 30th, asking for clarification on some of the areas that I just mentioned about. And the challenges all those changes will create to state agencies. At the OMS State Advisory Committee, the committee expressed major concern regarding the U.S. Department of Justice's DOJ new interpretation of state obligations under the OMS State decision. For those who don't know, over a decade ago, almost 30 years ago, there was a lawsuit against different states, and the federal court decided that each state must come up with regulations to avoid people with disabilities living on institutions. And what was happening back then was that people with disabilities were being abused, taken advantage of, and that shouldn't be happening. So that was the intent of that. Since then, each state is doing different things. Advocates are pushing a lot for the laws to be passed. And in Nebraska, different state agencies and consumers who represent people with disabilities are on the board and the council. I sit on the council representing the Commission for the Blind. And they are sometimes trying to get more than what intent was. So that's why the federal government is issuing this. And there is confusion because consumers and advocates seem to think that this is going to eliminate integration at all. The language doesn't talk about integration, it only talks about it. States are not mandated to do those things. So it gets complicated. That's why that was a big concern there too.